B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Waking your ass up.
Getting you going.
Only on Hot 96.9.
We asked the question, have you ever accidentally put someone on blast or somebody actually put you on blast, revealed a secret? 833-973-0969. The reason we asked that is because our sports guy Leroy was telling a story during the sports report where an NBA player has been suspended because he was caught at the strip club. But the reason he was caught at the strip club... Well, I'll just tell him the reason there, Leroy.
Yeah, rapper Jack Harlow, who I haven't heard of before. Melissa, you've heard of him, though?
He's what's popping. It's a great song.
Wow.
He's up and coming. He's got a pretty good flow. He's good.
He's a bad friend.
Okay, right.
He is a bad friend. Oh, wait. Keep going, Leroy, because I have an update. To the
apparently, story. He was in Magic City, too, which is a strip club down in Atlanta. That's hollow ground right there. So I guess he put Lou on his Instagram story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it got out there, and he took it down real quick, but by then it was too late.
Yeah.
He pretty much told that Lou, who was supposed to be within the NBA bubble, you're not supposed to go to things like this.
Yep.
I believe Lou got, they let him go because it was supposed to be for a funeral, which he said he went to, but he wasn't supposed to do anything else. So, yeah, he let the cat out the bag.
Jack, by the way, pulled a panic move. He did delete the picture, and then he made a statement saying that, oh, no, it was an old picture of us from years ago. I was just reminiscing. Can you believe that? Like, so it's not just bad that you did what you did, but now you're backpedaling and telling a horrible story.
Right. It's so bad. It was so horrible. In the picture, Lou is wearing a mask that they give the NBA players who are in the bubble.
Stupid.
That's so bad. But what are you going to do? You know, you think you're having fun and stuff. You're like, I'm hanging out with that NBA player. Got to put it on Instagram.
Exactly. Mm.
See, that's why you got... Listen, I know you have good stories. 833-973-0969 of accidentally getting put on blast or accidentally putting a friend on blast. That's why you need whenever you're going to do something that is... Could be considered dishonest. You need to let everyone know, you know, to support you.
But a big part of it has to do with social media, because a lot of this stuff happens when you're posting. And it goes back to last hour, what we were talking about with Ramiro, who I said put up a thirst trap that was sort of like a subtle one, where the main picture was your kids, but then you were in the background with no shirt on. You got to really inspect your social media before posting, because a lot of times people have stuff up in the background they don't realize. And a lot of people have been busted doing stuff like that. So you just got to be careful with what you're posting.
I don't understand how big celebrities and stuff cheat and stuff in the first. Especially NBA players. You're like 6'10". You walk in a room, people are going to pay attention to you extra.
Right.
How are you going to walk in a room with a woman that's not your wife? Or how are you going to go into a strip club? You know people are going to be watching you.
Hold on.
Mark's here.
Yeah.
Our producer, Mark.
Yo, everyone's hanging up because
they're nervous.
They're nervous.
Don't call then.
Well, you can tell us what happened. What were they calling
about? One guy called up. You want to go by the name of Jack Sparrow.
Oh, God.
And basically his buddy was cheating on his wife, was going to tell his wife that he's cheating, but was waiting for a paternity test.
Oh, God.
So this idiot, his friend, runs into his wife in the supermarket. And must have misheard something, because he said, oh, no, it's all good. He's just waiting for the paternity test.
Oh,
oh,
and what was this last one
this
that hung
last
up?
This last one was this guy's friend was, like, banging. He banged his fiance's mother. Okay? And then was going to bang his mother. And his mother wasn't having it. So she went and put all of his stuff on blast. On social media. When I say it out loud, I don't know how that's related, but it's hilarious.
Wait a minute. Wow. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Because that's not, you know, blowing up someone's spot by accident. That's doing it on purpose having a very specific motive.
All right. I'm about to make you a lot more self-conscious in your relationship, because we were just talking about this off air. You know, you have a lot of people that they accidentally put their friends on blast on social media. You know what I mean? But... Let's say you're seeing somebody who's always, every time they go somewhere, they have to put it on social media. Oh, I'm at the movies. I'm at a restaurant. I'm at freaking Market Basket, grocery shopping or whatever. And all of a sudden, they go out with their friends one night, and there's no social media presence by anybody. That person's cheating on you because all of a sudden they're not putting where they're at. You know,
changing
what I'm saying?
Their patterns and behavior.
Okay, we have another anonymous. Hello, were you the? You were the guy who had sex with the mother. What was it?
No, not me. All right, so I have a buddy that we all play pool with. We played pool with him for years. We're supposed to be friends and boys and all this other stuff. Now, my fiance's mom was actually engaged to one of his best friends.
Okay.
He ends up going up to see her in a different state, sleeps with her, keeps it all hush-hush. No one knows until, like, a week later, he's messaging my fiance because her mother is not getting a hold of him. So now when you bring it up in a conversation, I know, so I make steps. So when I make jokes and stuff, they're like, oh, no one knows this, no one knows that. She described this guy's penis size to her daughter. But it never happened. And then, like a couple weeks ago, he decides to message my mother. He messaged my mother telling her that she looks like Michelle and they want to hang out and have a good time. And he goes, oh, I can have so much fun with you. My girl goes away to Texas for 6 weeks. You know, we can have all kinds of fun. Now, my family's not the one. We all stick together. She took screenshots, sent it to me, and I was like, who's that guy?
Your friend's trying to have sex with your mom,
Your
dude?
Friend's trying to have sex with everyone's mom.
What is going on?
He already did with my fiance's mom.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got
your boy's got a mom fetish. Keep him away from everybody. What's wrong with that?
Oh, my God.
You have a bad friend, sir, but a good mother.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.